WGAW in Indian River.
Sorry about that. I don't know. The other node in Mayota is keying up. K8DYS.
This is KC9WNU looking for N9GRG. This is NKC9WNU looking for N9GRG. Gordon, do you have your ears on? Okay, this is KC9WNU. I'm clear.
KC8DSU.
89NN mobile on entering.
KE8UAP mobile.
AB9NN mobile, and feel like good morning.
Roger, how's it going this morning?
It's pretty snowy here, 32 degrees, and snow is piling up, so looks like in for some snow. How about with you today?
I'm over here by Bayshore, and it's not snowing yet, but it's 30 degrees out according to my thermometer in my car for outside.
Very good. I didn't catch your location.
I'm in Bayshore right now. I'm headed towards Boyne City.
Oh, okay. Very good. Hope the roads aren't too bad.
Yeah, no, they're dry and clear, so it's not snowing or anything here yet, but from what I hear, it might start this afternoon.
Roger. Yeah, it was predicted to start at 9 o'clock this morning for our location, and I think it started at about 9:30, so they were pretty close on the prediction, so I would stick with what they're forecasting.
Roger. I'm just heading to Tractor Supply and then going to the grocery store after that. So, shouldn't be out too long today.
Roger. Yeah, we're just about to get the mail and run some errands, get some grocery shopping done, and then head back and hunker down for the rest of the day.
Roger that. Yeah, that's, I'll probably end up staying home once we get there for the rest of the day. I'm building a QRP Labs QMX Plus, and there's quite a few toroids to wind on there, so I might do work on that a little bit this afternoon.
Very good. Yeah, I'm probably just going to be doing some reading and probably do a little bit of a video training course on the Python computer programming course that I'm taking online.
Alright, yeah, it's, have you done much with Python, or are you just getting started in it? I'm debating on whether to try and figure some stuff out with that and start learning it myself.
Just getting started on it. It seems like it's a pretty easy language to learn, and the videos have been straightforward so far, and the only thing I've done with it other than taking the tutorial is to create a little batch file that reads the space on my hard drive and reports the percent free and the bytes free and total space available. But anyway, I've heard that AMs use it quite a bit for different things. So I thought, well, something to do during the winter on my seasonal golf course more, and I have the winters off, so I thought it'd be something to do.
Roger that. Back when I was in high school, I dabbled a little bit with HTML language and learned a little bit of web design with that, but seems like there's a couple of different little programs out there that are web-based that show you different stuff like that to do, I guess, to learn different languages.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, last winter I built myself a website. It's called chasertool.xyz, and it's got all sorts of tools for weather and ships and the Gray Line and all that sort of things. And it's got a nice lightning map on it, so you might want to check that out.
All right. What was that website again?
It's called chasertool.xyz, chasertool.xyz.
All right, I'll try to remember that, chasertools.xyz.
Roger, no S on it, but yeah, you got it.
All right, well, I'm going to try on driving here, and we'll catch you farther on down the log, and I'm going to say 73KE8UAP.
Okay, very good. Safe travels. Thanks for the ride along. It's been nice getting to know you. Hope the weather stays reasonable for you. Have a great day. AB9 and then mobile. We'll be monitoring for a bit.
W8REJ mobile.
W8REJ, KCAVSU, portable.
KCAVSU, portable, W8REJ. Good afternoon, Toby. How you doing?
You mean good morning. It's still, we're about 28 minutes away from noon. I'm 2 watts of power on a little handheld here, just trying it out for my house.
Okay, well, you, as far as the time, you got to remember, I'm retired. It don't matter. And you're hitting the repeater very well with 2 watts.
Cool. Yeah, this is one that I programmed up, one of my first DLR radios. I'm surprised for 2 watts of power and a short antenna. They don't even make this radio anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I've had, I've had two handhelds for, I don't know, as long as I've been a ham, I think, just two, and hardly ever use them. I did use the one Yaesu that I had. I used that in the car with the car antenna. And it was only 5 watts, but it worked pretty good, you know. But, yeah, this it's nice that they have these repeaters linked now. That makes it very handy, too.
Right. And for me here at the house, I'm surprised it's in my radio room on a handheld. I'm surprised I haven't even hit the 442.5. Just blows my mind. Yeah, I've got like two, three different handhelds. This one, I've got the FTC for Fusion. I have an Anytone 878, and I have an analog opening radios around here.
Okay, very good. I don't know if you were turning around or what, but your signal kind of dipped, and then you went out, and then you came back. So there you go. I'm sitting down at Chum's Corner waiting for my wife. She's in Walgreens getting getting pills and things like that.
Ah, 10-4. Yeah, it's snowing up here, so yeah. Okay, Rob, well, hey, we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. W8REJ, TCACSU, 73.
Okay, Tope, thanks thanks for the comeback, Derek. W8REJ will be clearing listening.
ATMH portal.
KBDNF, K8ZAD.
W8GCL, Glennie.